regard to all the doom and gloom, you know, I'm a very practical mystic, and I don't think it's a bad idea to prepare for some earth changes. I think that's a really good idea. Just like it's not a bad idea to have an emergency kit in your home, right? 3 days food and water supply, flashlight, a blanket, a good book, deck of cards, that just makes good sense at any time. But the end of the world annihilation, a sudden disappearance of all resources, everything goes poof, and we all disappear. I don't know, perhaps it's naive to say so, but I don't think that's what this is all about. We don't get off that easy. We have reparations to make. So the movement of our solar system is cyclical, not static, right? It goes up, it goes down, it goes this way, that way. And as clear-minded pagans who understand and feel the truth of nature's cycles in our blood and our bones and our souls, we know that one thing gives away to another in a cycle. One thing ends so the next thing can begin. The world is not flat. It does not end and we fall off. The Mayans believe the ending of this age to be the beginning of a new age. The calendar ends and the new age begins, a new world age. And this is the age of conscious, harmonious interconnectedness, which I think is just beautiful and usually happens after crisis. We gotta work together. We have to work together. It pulls us together. We find our harmony. We're interconnected, right? I don't know why we choose to learn through pain instead of joy, but there it is. So where was I? So the long count, cyclical calendar will end the last 5,125 years of an age of hardship and unconsciousness, the Iron Age, a difficult age of war and weapons, of technology that we have given our power to, right? And in its stead, the Mayans believe we are entering into a golden age, one of conscious, harmonious interconnectedness. Greek myths tells us that the last golden age was when humans lived among the gods. And what a beautiful metaphor that is for our next, of how this next golden age can be, a time when we can live divinely. So they created this calendar, a round calendar, God has blessed them, made up of glyphs and drawings depicting the ages that span the galactic day with its five delineated cycles. And we are at the end of this fifth cycle. And this story is shown in pictorial glyphs on the calendar. And the final glyph depicts our current time, which shows the reawakening of the spirit of the feminine and the transfer of the staff of power from the masculine to the feminine at this time frame in history. So the transferring of the staff of power is not from men to women, necessarily. I mean, we'll probably see more women in leadership, but that's not really what it is. It's from head to heart. That's the shift. From our heads into our heart. That is the pearl amid the very gritty sands of the times in which we live. And it's a process, certainly. But we can, by putting our collective loving consciousness into action and repeating as necessary, which means all the time, in every moment, to the best of our abilities, bring about this new age with beauty and compassion and healing. This shift in consciousness is to lead with our hearts, to live aligned with our purpose, to follow what inspires us, to engage in our passions. This is what will make this shift in consciousness enjoyable. This is how we will find our true gifts to contribute to this puzzle, to uplift the whole of our culture. We all know we're in a deep global healing crisis. Our gifts are needed now for this healing. As in any emergency, it calls for the best of us to arise and be in action. And how wonderful it is that it calls for what our true gifts are. Our heart's desires. Nice call to action there. Now, this does not have to mean that your greatest gifts will necessarily become what you do for a living. You know, that's where our minds go. Yeah, but how am I going to make money, right? Because that's that conditioning. But it will certainly mean that it'll be what you do as you live. As we all are the living prophecy. So how we live is how the prophecy plays out, not what we do for a living necessarily. So find your heart, Follow what it tells you. This is what the prophecy is asking of us. This is what the prophecy means. It's not telling us that the world is coming to an end. The cycle continues, and the prophecy is telling us that this arc of the cycle is about coming back into the place of living from our hearts. Now, whether we are conscious of it or not, which clearly we all are right now, because we're pretty much conscious sitting here listening to this stuff, right? Whether we're conscious of it or not, whether we want to or not, whether we do it joyfully or not, we are participating in life. We are on the time-space continuum, and we're on it together. And now's the time to step up fully and powerfully. The path will always bring a diversity of encounters, easy and difficult, joyful and sorrowful, beginnings and endings. But if we choose to walk it consciously, if we choose to walk it in harmony with others walking with us, if we choose to remain mindful that we are all interconnected, we will be the ones, our children's children's children, will be grateful for in the future.